Reveal the truth. Truth.
And then there's nothing till the sunlight cries. The glazing eyes are full of flies. And then there's nothing till the sunlight cries. How when you woke that veil of night, and you're too numb to realize that you're going out on your last ride.
Welcome to the program, folks. It is September 10th, 2017. Very fascinating. The big anniversary tomorrow. A lot of signs in the heavens and weird things coming our ways, and a lot of weather events and solar flares, fires all over the planet. It really feels as if we're moving into another realm. Many of us have been waiting for, not necessarily waiting for it, but expecting this kind of time frame. And I talked about this last week, where a lot of the Bible prophecy people thinking actually the Great Tribulation has started with the advent of the solar eclipse, and then the next one coming in 2024, 7-year time frame, and the acceleration has gone very, very weird. People are acting strange, and everything seems fragile, and it seems like we're all helpless, and that's the way that the people that are controlling everything like it. So let's not feel helpless. I got so much tonight. I felt completely overloaded once again, as I say every week. it gets more and more just, when you put together a weekly show, it's almost a gargantuan, daunting task to even try to put a show together with everything that hits us in a week's time. So tonight I got one of my buddies, Pat Privilege, who's done shows with me before. He's done some radio before. And him and I shoot a lot of information back and forth throughout the week a lot of times. And we, you know... We pay attention to a lot of the same stuff, but he's into some of the some other stuff where I'm into some stuff. But we have some good interactions, and so Pat, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks. I hope I'm coming through well enough.
Yeah, you sound good on my end. How's he sounding down there, Mr. Producer? All right. Okay, good. So Pat, I sent you some information, and we might as well jump into this with the weather warfare and everything else. Are you hearing me all right?
I'm hearing you great.
Okay, yeah. Good, because I'm getting some weird feedback here. So anyway, I sent you some stuff from the Weather War 101 channel and aplaintruth.info YouTube channel. And let's first off talk about it. Basically, land, sea, and air-based weather modification systems, where a lot of people are paying attention to the air geoengineering stuff and this. But let's talk about some of that wet surface air coolers, power plant cooling towers, and some of this, there's a big war going on under the surface between some of the heavy hitters in this kind of geoengineering community. When I first sent you this stuff, and I'm going to get the audience up to speed in a minute, but when you first saw the stuff that I sent you, what did you think?
Well, initially, you know, seeing the Doppler footage, as long as that's true, you know, NASA sourced, as long as that's legitimately what meteorology is relying on as hard data right now, it's pretty much a nail in the coffin as far as what the idea he's putting forward is manipulation. And it just makes sense to me from the past stories that me and you have covered countless times on Monsanto, interacting with chemtrails, or people running a snow and ski resort trying to get more powder on their mountainside. It's not like these things are unheard of. And the government has been involved with cloud seeding and everything for so long that it only makes sense that they have this capacity. The problem for me, and I think most people looking at this and approaching it, was weather manipulation seemed to be a top-down process. But what we're realizing is, it's simple. It's ground up.
Yeah, and this is what's so crazy, this whole hidden in plain sight thing, folks. So, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready, and we're going to start into this. And I wanted to have Pat along because he took notes on this, and it's good to have a couple sets of eyes on this. And so it's just easier for you guys to kind of get when you go to a plain truth, aplanetruth.info. Now, this guy's a flat earther and some of this other stuff, so he might turn some of you guys off on that aspect. But just in the last few weeks, with the advent of the buildup of these storms and so forth, he's piggybacking off of another researcher, and there's a few of them out there that are looking at this kind of land and sea-based water vapor, rapid evaporation injection systems from the power plants and from sea-based systems, which are, let's just say, they haven't been really exposed fully yet, but Bill Gates and there's a bunch of people with these patents and so forth and so on. It's called Operation Silver Lining. But let's start at clip two at 12 seconds, Mr. Producer.
A lot going on, so I'm going to cover it. I'm going to cover the land, sea, and air manipulation of weather terrorism, geoengineering from all three, land, sea, and air, and there's very few that are covering all three. But this is a document from the U.S. Department of State clearly stating that any geoengineering weather manipulation is terrorism. And we're seeing it now on Mexico, Gulf of Mexico, Lydia. We're seeing it with the Hurricane Harvey and now Irma, and there's actually one forming behind it that are clearly geoengineered and man-made. A lot of discussion going on, but I want to bring you to this document here, and this document shows clearly, this is from the IPCC and the Royal Society, showing land, sea, and air-based geoengineering methods. Yet few in the geoengineering community are even acknowledging that there is all these different devices being used. And I also want to address Mr. Dane Wigginton at Geoengineering Watch assertion that there's no such thing as wet surface air coolers and they can't be proven and they can't manipulate weather. But one thing that's not being covered is the massive fires being used for geoengineering. They're going on all over the world, as I've been chronicling, everywhere. We haven't seen the real sun here in days. Fires across California and Oregon and Idaho currently is understanding is that this is being done because the carbon formed from the fires is being used to help steer the weather, to help create convections, to help create weather that will facilitate these hurricanes so they can increase intensity as part of the weather wars, geoterrorism being conducted across the world. And I'll show that the fires here in the West aren't just localized. It's also going on in Canada. It's also going on in Siberia. And it's also going on across in Africa, which Weather War 101 is showing how it is coming across the Atlantic and being steered across the Atlantic. Looks like it's going to hit Florida now. But they can move it as they want using land, sea, and air device. Weather warfare terrorism that they're using. So take a look right here at this picture of Africa. And then you'll see in Africa all the fires down below Central Africa. And as I'll get into the next video about the ocean-based machines, this is how they start it with the fires, and then they can steer it for wherever they want. So we need to be waking up.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there, right there, Mr. Producer. And then go ahead and forward it to 5 minutes in 1 second. Now, there's various sites out here, folks, that you can look at all the basically wildfires going on all around the world right now. And so there's tons of them in Central Africa. And then basically, if you look at on these various sites, WeatherWar 101, A Plain Truth, and numerous others that you'll run into, basically, and then all the ones out west are creating these patterns to where the weather can be manipulated out into the Atlantic Ocean. So when you saw the whole thing with the fires, Pat, and that whole thing, and then you see the way they're moving from east to west out into the ocean, and then you see these hurricanes cranking up, what did you first think when you saw that?
I thought it was absolutely fascinating that he thought to look for that. It's just a chart on the internet that he found, and he made that connection. Or maybe he was looking through a whole bunch of these charts, and that one popped up and caught his eye, because clearly it lines up perfectly as far as what you're looking at and connecting the dots. And then I sent you let's back it up a second. Before we get to the fires, right, let's kind of set it up for the audience, what's really going on here. This is huge. The fires is, as he explained it, I thought he did a good job. He kind of started you in the Gulf and on Texas, and then he worked his way across the ocean to the origin of this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I sent you that tweet earlier that said, further justifying the ideas that the fires in Africa and the water vapor from Hawaii be necessary, because now these people are trying to explain these superstorms, right? And they try to couch it in terms of science and, you know, it's our fault, global warming. But they also try to, you know, just justify and rationalize what's actually going on without telling you the details. And we're figuring it out that what they're explaining just basically ties all of the threads together for what we're describing here. It's ironic.
Yeah, now let me throw this angle at you, because I'm seeing this one floating around, that, and just your initial thoughts on this, that basically Trump pulls us from the carbon tax scheme, the Paris Accords, and the rest of it. And so then basically the global controllers decide to punish basically the United States in because of Trump's decision to send us basically the kitchen sink in order to basically bring us to our knees in the entire global climate change scheme. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they're going to call it, God's reckoning, but you know, we caused the global warming, that these superstorms are now punishing us for all of our misdeeds. And that's a whole nother box or a can of worms to unpack. But with this whole thing, you know, it's crazy how it all works, honestly, how they carry it across the ocean.
Yeah. Now, this is all part of the same video, so I wanted to get into this right here with Dane Wigington. Now, he was actually on Alex Jones today. Jones really, he'd been real hesitant to address the weather warfare, geoengineering kind of models in the last few days. Especially with Harvey, but now that Irma's doing its thing, now Jones jumped in full, like, you know, off the high dive today on his show. Basically, he has Dane Wigington on, and he had Stan Deo on. And, you know, everybody I'm sure knows who Stan Deo is, kind of a Bible prophecy guy, but he's also into the earthquakes very heavy. And we've got to cover this earthquake thing in a little while later that happened in Mexico. Because there's some weird things that happen there. But I found it interesting that Jones has Wigington on today. And then Wigington's part of this controversy about the models here, where Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch, very smart guy, been around for a long time. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? he's into it with some of these other folks about the existence of the land and sea-based systems having any kind of meaningful impact into this weather warfare models. And so let's resume that video 5 minutes and 1 second, Mr. Producer.
All right, let's get into this wet surface air coolers.
Are we to believe the conclusions that trillions upon trillions of gallons of atmospheric moisture could be somehow pumped into the atmosphere to feed a hurricane like Hurricane Harvey? Again, this is a verifiably false narrative, which completely discredits the anti-geoengineering cause. What's the most recent glaring example of verifiably false and discrediting information being pushed by some individuals and websites? Many are claiming that most or all of the atmospheric moisture and precipitation for massive storms like Hurricane Harvey is coming from land-based cooling towers, which are a component of power-generating facilities.
So immediately I want to address the fact that there is patents for weather modification using nuclear power plants and wet surface air coolers. And you can see right here in this patent, method for weather modification and vapor generator for weather modification. This water vapor is jetted towards the sky, culmination through a vapor discharge. And then you can see down here, let me move this over. Weather modification using nuclear fusion reactor or nuclear fission heat source as a thermal exchanger charged with water to be heated for vapor generation. The method compromising introducing a circulation pipe, blah, 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 jetting a vapor, a state of collimation columns prepared with a vapor discharge pipe into the sky and forming a cloud in the sky with jet vapor for blocking sunlight, that's a misnomer, so as to reduce the temperature on the surface of the Earth. Solar radiation management, but that's not what it's being used for, folks. And here's another one, weather modification using microencapsulated material, a hygroscopic chemical agent utilized in cloud or fog seeding, optimization of particle size for improved seeding results is obtained. So you can see there's tons and tons of patents, and I just don't understand why Geoengineering Watch or anybody else can't find these patents and show you clearly that this is being used for weather manipulation, and that is
possible.
All right,
possible. Go ahead and stop it there.
Short Mr. information.
Forward it to 1109, okay? So your thoughts initially with this, because Sophia Smallstrom's from Sandy Hook kind of research fame is embroiled in this argument, but a lot of the listeners probably they're probably being exposed to this this angle. Your initial thoughts about the kind of poo-pooing of the idea that there could be any land-based impact. When you actually watch the footage and you saw it, Pat, about the things emitted from these nuclear and coal fire plants and how it goes right up into the basically the jet stream and it really looks like weather production. I mean, what do you think when people just automatically kind of try to shoot that notion down?
I mean, like we said, the patents. They're just trying to stymie conversation and discussion, right? Obviously, just like anything, they make a tinfoil hat at anything, regardless of objective facts. Like there are patents, they do this on a regular basis. They have worked on it in the past. They've been doing it at least since World War II. They've been experimenting with weather modification, and then you can do. People have been doing rain dances for thousands of years, and weather modification has always been. In the eyes of the controllers, it's nothing new. And what comes to mind for me anecdotally is, like I brought up before, my Monsanto. In my area locally, we have a Monsanto, and it makes me sick that the farmers capitulate. However, you know, it makes sense when I said we hear all these stories about how Monsanto works with local nuclear plants to then get the particulate in the sky required for their crops. Maintain, and you know, they can spray whatever they want on them, and their crops are going to be resistant versus other competitor crops might not get as much rain. You know, they're going to work it out like that. So weather modification is nothing new. It's completely normal. HAARP, a completely disclosed military project, is well understood.
All right, folks, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Cindy Area Radio on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Public Broadcasting Network. Remember to support the network, folks. Always hanging by a thread, a shoestring. So support the network. Incendiarychat.chattango.com, incendiaryradio.chattango.com, a couple chat rooms, pretty unregulated. Hooli's blog, Wholis blog.blogspot.com, is where the archives are, fresh every morning. TCTA Unleashed, that's WTFR Radio. Sean down in Australia, 107.9. Welcome to everybody down there in Sean's chat room. Sean wants to send me the link to that chat. I'll hook it up and plug that on the air as well. So we're talking about Dane Wigington right now and some of the other researchers and he's probably the big fish in the pond, the most well-known, very established kind of guys on Rents and all these other networks, so forth and so on. So I got a couple minutes before the break, and I'm with Pat Privilege here, my buddy from down there in the Kakalakis areas down in the southeast. So we're gonna continue at 11:09 from clip two, Mr. Producer. Whenever you get there, just go ahead and hit play. But this is more of Dane Wigington kind of poo-pooing the angle that there's land-based power plant cooling towers that are actually, through rapid evaporation methods, spewing millions of gallons of water vapor into the air, basically with who knows what, and basically building cloud systems, and then these things actually producing precipitation. NASA's big rocket test machines out there, Mississippi, do the same thing. Go ahead and hit play, Mr. Producer, at 11:09.
How is the critical cause of exposing and halting climate engineering being harmed? If the very individuals and sources who claim to be fighting to stop climate engineering by propagation of patently false information and conclusions that completely discredit the entire anti-geoengineering community.
Okay, go ahead and stop that there. Go ahead and forward to 1326 now. But here's the thing. How is that, to me, and you can jump in here, Pat, how is questioning whether or not these other elements into this whole thing, how is that poo-pooing the entire anti-geoengineering movement? I think that's a straw man. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like if they can create an association towards any fringe, they'll make sure that they tie that to the key to all of it, the glue that binds whatever the conspiracy is.
Yeah. So the other chat rooms, tcta.chatango.com. That's Sean's chat room if you want to jump in another one. tcta.chatango.com. Now let's roll at 1326.
Atmospheric cooling towers. Atmospheric cooling towers use no mechanical devices to move air through the tower. A cooling tower is a heat transfer device used in industry to cool water that is used in a cooling system.
Cooling towers are shell structures built of concrete in which hot water is allowed to cool. Thereby, thermal energy is released to the environment. The most well-known form is the natural draft wet cooling tower, as shown in this animation. Natural draft wet cooling towers can be up to 200 meters tall and are made up of a cold water basin, an air inlet near the bottom of the tower, evaporates. This can be seen as plumes of steam. Natural draft wet cooling towers function according to the simple principle of the stack effect, also known as natural circulation effect.
Water is wet. 62,500 power plants from 2 to 240 of these wet seal air cooler blower facilities evaporating from anywhere from 18,000 gallons a minute to 700,000 gallons a minute, adding trillions of gallons of water vapor to the atmosphere and God knows how much heat, and has for the last 50 years. All right, so this is the effect of cooling towers on the atmosphere. This is from WeatherWars 101. He's citing a 1971 Zion nuclear power plant study on the effects of cooling towers on the atmosphere and weather. There are, as he states here, 62,500 of these power plants worldwide. Also, the wet surface air cooling farms that could only have one conceivable purpose, known as WSAC. All right, and if we scroll down, this is the study, the effect of cooling tower effluence on atmospheric conditions in northeastern Illinois. It was done in 1971. So the study shows that it was already known back in 71 that massive amounts of water vapor from even one nuclear power plant with four cooling towers would have significant effects on the atmospheric conditions and weather. So here's a different independent study confirming that wet surface air cooling systems began around 1971. It says here, the waste heat removed by the cooling system during the steam condensation step must ultimately be transferred to the surrounding environment. The high heat unit capacity water has been the traditional transfer medium of choice because it's relative availability, inexpensive, and reusable.
All right. All right, there's the break, folks. So, Mr. Producer, go ahead and forward to that next part of 27-23, and then Pat's going to jump back in. We got a long segment coming up. This is heavy stuff, and we're going to jump right into it when we come back. Send your emails on RPM.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss.
All right, we're good.
Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may...
We are back, Fury Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sean's down there saying, this is great stuff, man. I studied HAARP for years. They used ex-aircraft carriers to create mobile HAARP arrays for years. But here's the thing, and that's very fascinating out there at sea, and we're going to talk about the sea-based stuff in a minute. But as far as let's stay on point, though, the wet surface air coolers, these power plant cooling towers, which are basically weather modification tools hidden in plain sight. Now, while they're generating electricity at the same time, just like, you know, these folks always do, they like to kill many birds with one stone. So they decided somewhere along the way that, hey, while we're generating this power, we can actually, as part of this large military kind of program, where they talk about 62,000 of these power plants worldwide, and we've got thousands here in the U.S. alone, where basically each one is coordinated with the other one in kind of a need-to-know basis compartmentalization scheme where entire storms can be like hand the baton to the next power station, and these things get powered up along the way to where they want them to go once they hit landfall. And they're actually, some of these things are created on land where these big kind of crazy weather systems develop spontaneously, and then you see them wreak havoc. But go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, like when you see water vapor appearing in the desert of Africa, in West Africa, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, you've got water vapor. Plumes of it in the sky. His whole point was that why do you see it on land in America? The Doppler radar shows all these water plumes just appearing over the land in America, and it's triggering the Doppler footage that would otherwise pick up cloud formations for, you know, in the ocean or storm patterns. And it's that significant that you're seeing it in Africa, which means who's involved over there starting this whole thing? Because it's like rolling a snowball down a big hill before you get this gargantuan mega ball that could take out, it'd be a wrecking ball to a building.
Well, hey, you know what popped into my head as you were talking? I was like, hey, the same places that Ebola and the bioweapons labs are coming from, guess what? They also they're also injecting, you know, high levels of evaporated, you know, rapid evaporation systems, throwing severe crazy weather, you know, systems at us. And so I just, that popped into my head as you were talking.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane that the connection is so broad. It's from fires in Brazil and Central and South Africa to West African, you know, I don't know what they have, coal and nuclear plants over there, and they're putting up water plumes. They got their military research plants that probably have their own wet sacks. I mean, who knows? And then like, you know, we can move into that next part later. Like Sean said, you've got the damn military in the ocean allowing, facilitating the movement so that it doesn't break up. And then the other problem we got to get to is why is it doing this hard 90-degree right turn, right?
Right, Irma. So, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So, basically, if you look at some of these folks that have looked at all these patterns of all these hurricanes over the last, I don't know how many years, decades, there's never been one that took this hard turn. They usually, they're a pretty straight line, and they look at the model. Yeah, and basically this one at right near, let's some sort of next generation, you know, next rad radar system. You know, we have Gitmo down here in Cuba, and what I was thinking about, Pat, was the Pope, Kirill, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. They've all been meeting in Cuba over the past couple of years, and then. Who knows what kind of system they have down there, but basically this thing takes a hard right turn right for Florida after it sits over Cuba for a minute.
For a whole day. And that's the other thing. Houston got pummeled by Harvey. Why? Because the storm moved at a mile an hour for about 24 hours, just like this one's doing. And it slows down, and it just keeps going and going. It's like either it's about to die and break up, or they're trying to turn it, and I think it's dying and breaking up, and they just keep feeding it is what the issue is. Because when it hit South Carolina, say, I think 2014, the same time we got Dylan Roof over here doing false flags and taking our flag from us, literally, you have the hurricane floods Columbia. Why? Because the storm sat on the coast of Charleston and the beach for, you know, an extra 2 days.
Yeah, so, you know, and I never did get to talk to you on the air about Charlottesville being the 2.0 from Charleston, but gosh, I went over that pretty heavily, and it was just, and I got a clip about this Heather Heyer actually dying of the heart attack, but we don't want to get into this yet. I'm sure you saw that floating around.
I got it in my notes right here. under my subtitle, White Genocide.
Right, there you go. We're on clip two, Mr. Producer. We got one section left at 27:23. Let's hit that if you're on it.
We are on cloud 12 because that's how many new types of clouds have been added to this historic update. Coming from meteorologists, I'm a little biased, right? Exciting stuff, guys. All right. So the new types include the Velatus Aurora cloud, which has been designated as a whole new species. You can see it gets its name from this long horizontal tube-like shape. Next one up, we have the Cabum. The hole punch cloud, this big circular gap, is sometimes caused by aircraft taking off and landing. Very easy to see, right? Makes sense there. And we have the hole punch cloud, this big circular gap, is sometimes caused by aircraft taking off.
And here we can see what Miss Cutie Pie meteorologist is so perky in referring to is these holes in the clouds here, folks. Just type in hole in the clouds and you'll see all the artificial weather. This is going on everywhere around the world. There's different applications. But you can see all the artificial weather being created by these ground-based and aerosol spraying devices to create artificial weather for many different applications.
Asparagus, these are gorgeous. It's actually my favorite. It's kind of looking like it waves while you're underwater. I mean, these are actually beautiful. I mean, check these out. And then finally, we also have the big surfer waves of the Fluctus clouds. These are actually caused by winds above blowing faster than the winds within the cloud itself. So you kind of get that shape. So beautiful, right? There's just a sample of the new additions that we have. Meteorologists, sky watchers, daydreamers, we're all geeking out, guys. What do you guys think?
I love that.
Your favorite.
Who gets to name those things?
That's a great question. Fluctus. Wish it was me.
It's like, let me look that up for you.
Okay, there we have it. Another clear sky day, except for Exxon.
You can stop it there. Now, with that video, it goes into a guy that's sitting by an Exxon plant, and he is watching on his bike behind the fence. He's on a bike ride, but he is actually watching this big plant basically creating weather. And you can watch these videos all over the place. But the new cloud formations, Pat, and then, you know, they're naming them all these crazy names. I mean, so I've been alive almost 50 years. So now now we've got all these new models of clouds that just happen to be.
Where were they before, Robert?
Yeah.
You're older than me. You're about twice my age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is an interesting setup. My generation has these new clouds, an entire new nomenclature. And here's the thing. It's smart people, cerebral people that get into this shit and stuff. Yeah. I mean, excuse me. I don't get it. It drives me insane because uber rationalists love to speculate on things they don't know. They sit there and ponder about the stars and dinosaurs, things that are, say, I always have like this rule. It's like, I say 1,000 or 3,000. If it's more than that in any direction, I don't know what it is. 3,000 years in the future, in the past, no guarantees. 3,000 feet above ground or 3,000 miles away from me, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't prove it. So why even talk about it? But these clouds, those are the people that sit there and talk about all the different dinosaurs that are their favorite, all the favorite stars and galaxies. They love to talk about the new clouds like they're something real.
Yeah. Well, and then that guy calls Neil deGrasse Tyson, Neil Disgrace Tyson. This whole thing. Now let's speculate a little bit. Now a lot of these people are saying that basically we've screwed the weather up by our own actions over the last 50 years. That now that actually government has to create artificial precipitation and has to. So just so the planet can eat, that this thing would turn into a big desert without the benevolent hand of the deep shadow state doing this. So what's your thoughts when you hear that angle? That's like, well, man has so screwed the place up.
Now man has to fix it.
Yeah. So now these benevolent Bill Gates types and the rest of them, see, they really want to control the weather because, see, they've got to make sure the crops get their share of precipitation and so forth. So let's flesh that out. I don't buy it.
It's like government justifying government, first of all, obviously. And then I think it all comes down to technocracy. At the end of the day, whether you're talking about carbon tax scam, whether you're talking about, managing Agenda 21, think about it. They keep putting everybody into urbanization. They start making automatic cars have limits where they can go. You can't drive out into the nature. So then, now you can't go anywhere without being tracked. You can't, you can't get anywhere without permission. You can't make transactions without permission. You can't burn wood or breathe too much. It's a carbon tax. It's all resource management. So at the end of the day, when we justify manipulating the weather, not just denying it anymore, we justify manipulating it actively. It'll all be because only so much rain now can be allocated to each country, and which countries are going to deserve it more.
Yeah. Okay, Ken, so let's move on to clip three at 321, and let's go ahead and hit that one.
Weather modification with Irma starting on the African coast and how that's working. Weather War here covers how they're doing the hurricane creation starting in the African continent using fires, which I'll get into in a minute. But you can clearly see that the journalists are not covering this at all. But he says, look what happens in Central Africa right next to the drought-stricken North Africa. And here you see, now notice the band. Up above, you see the yellow, and below, those are the fires. And below, you see all the NEXRAD Doppler systems and the water vapor generating devices pushing it across the west, from east to west, across the central continent of Africa. And then they'll push it in the ocean, and I'm making the assertion that they're bringing it across using not only sea-based weather-modifying devices, but also above the clouds using high-altitude balloons and whatnot. But as you can clearly see through this video here, it is being put out into the ocean, and as it goes across the ocean, it is being manipulated and pulsed as it keeps going across the ocean here. It's not just on the land, which is what everybody is talking about. Weather 101 will not talk about sea-based operations. He's told me in a private email that it is not caused by the Silver Lining Project, which we'll get into in a minute, Bill Gates' project. And it's can't have that many ships across the ocean steering it. But I'm saying it's also being manipulated from the air, and I'm going to show in the next video the patents, how they're steering hurricanes from the air as well. So it's land, sea, and air, and this is the connection we need to make, how it's being used. They have the technology to do this, folks. It's not rocket science for them in any way, shape, or form. But look at just how Irma's moving across. They're able to control the weather. They're creating weather terrorism. Billions upon tens of billions of dollars are being lost in personal, people's properties, lives, everything. This is man-made, human-made.
Go ahead and stop it
technology.
There, Mr. Producer, and then forward it to 537, and this will be the last of this section of videos. But so let's go ahead and hit the last portion at 537, and then we'll kind of flesh it out.
So I chronicled yesterday of all the fires burning around the world, Siberia, Alaska, Canada, Idaho, Montana. See this wall of fire here creates the smoke, goes all the way across the United States. But what I want to bring your attention to is specifically with Irma and with the next one after Irma, which is Hurricane Jose and all the rest they've got planned for us. Look at Africa and look at Brazil. All right, folks, look at how many fires are going on compared to the rest of the world. Now, where is Irma being created, as Weather War 101 just showed? It's being created right here off the coast. So this is the smoke. That is the smoke. They're able to steer the weather using water vapor generators. They move it across the Atlantic. How do they know it's going to increase in intensity? Because they're doing it. They know they can do this. So that's what they're doing. But the fires are the base from which they work from in order to push it outshore. And then when they get to the sea-based and the air-based weather vapor devices and Doppler radar RF steering mechanisms, they can push it across the ocean until it hits shore, where they hit the Doppler NEXRAD systems, the energy plants, water cooling towers, wet surface air coolers that I show all along Florida, and then they can just steer it wherever they want once it gets on shore. But the hard part they have is taking it across the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and so they have to create these massive, massive wildfires.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So basically that was a synopsis of what Pat and I have been trying to hit home to the audience. It is something definitely to look at. And you know, Pat, I was thinking about Hurricane Irma, September 11th. We've got the 923 sign coming up in the heavens. Irma, you've got an anagram there of Mary, M-A-R-I. And then you got Jose right on the back.
Joseph.
I know, I just thought about that earlier and I'm like, This is just so weird with September 11th and then September 23rd coming up. I just wanted to throw that one at you.
It's got
to
have a Latino spin as well. To rep the South.
Yeah, and then you got the Slavic Kati, which is kind of like Katrina, that just is over there by the Yucatan and so forth.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I think we're coming up on break, but then I want to get into this Mexico thing, and I definitely want to get into this 923 alignment thing, because this is going, like, some of these videos are getting like 4 and 5 million views of this thing that's coming up on September 23rd, 2017. So we'll see you guys in just about a second.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we will wander, together we will roam. And I feel the fire, it is burning me alive.
Ah, we are back. Cindy Ray Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, Ken's got clip 14 ready. I wanted to cover this angle. Pat and I were talking off the air. Now, I'm seeing YouTubers out here that are pulling up the traffic cams from certain parts of Miami, and it doesn't even look like, you know, anything happened real bad. And now this one is a clip from Richie from Boston over here. And basically they're saying that this Irma thing's a Category 2, that this was just basically this mass evacuation kind of psyop, and the storm's not that bad on that side. And it's supposedly going up the West Coast, and so the East Coast maybe didn't get as hit as hard as they thought. So there's a lot of crazy things going on here. But let's do clip 14 real quick.
This is totally amazing to me that this is simply a Category 2 hurricane. All those people that left their houses, all those people that evacuated, dropped everything, and it's a Category 2. You see, I would imagine the problem with geoengineering or using weather as a weapon is it's like herding cats, I would imagine, because the weather is a natural entity. Trying to harness it probably doesn't go as smoothly as possible. And that's it right there. Just a regular old storm. People that live surrounded by the ocean, we expect nor'easters. We expect tropical storms, and we expect hurricanes. We don't expect this. But thanks entirely to the mainstream media, to places like FEMA, the Department of Homeland Security, the nanny state that we live under, everybody runs and panics because of actors like this telling you that your children are going to die. This is going to destroy everything. Power's out to 5 million people. Well, I wonder who pulled the plug. Is pulling the plug for the power part of an enormous drill? Is there an enormous drill going on right now? Let me see if I can find out. Well, look at this. Operation Dark Sky.
Black Sky.
And it will widely distributed exercise using new DHS exercise tools. You know, things like making people leave that live on the ocean, even though the storm is absolutely nothing, or it didn't work out, or whatever is really going on? Or was all of this just to keep people looking the other way while the storm comes up the other side and hits New York and Boston? It's absolutely amazing that this is even going on.
Let's stop it there.
Without the government, without
pretty fascinating, Pat. There's so many angles to this. It's kind of overwhelming, huh?
Yeah, I can't, you know, it's either the storm's dying and they're trying to feed it so that, you know, it ramps back up and then they can get what they wanted out of it. Or, like he said, they're doing a bait and switch, which I don't think, because they would like to show you the storm so that you stare at it the whole time or that you evacuate. I like his point that we look one way, because I think I chatted to you earlier, you know, there's been some legislation passed. North Korea's having things going on. There's other things happening behind the scenes right now. Yeah. And we're all staring at this like the solar eclipse, you know?
Yeah, everybody's just concentrate on hurricane, or football, either one. And, well, a lot of other things are going on. See you guys on the other side of the break.
I've been sitting right here waiting for somebody's call. I hope it comes up quickly for the winter starts to fall.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more.
plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.